Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Britain's Prince Harry has claimed his brother Prince William physically attacked him during an argument over his marriage to Meghan Markle. Well, this revelation is included in Harry's much-anticipated new memoir, Spare, leaked by The Guardian newspaper ahead of its publication next Tuesday, despite very heavy security to prevent such leaks. With more on this, I'm joined on the line by Enda Brady, a London-based journalist and media consultant. Good morning, Enda.
Morning, Claire. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Extraordinary revelations in the Guardian newspaper this morning. A terrible row between the two boys.
Yes, so this allegedly happened in 2019. So we're 1 year on from the marriage of Harry and Meghan. And William arrived at Harry's property in Kensington, so Nottingham Cottage, they call it Not Cot. William arrived, and according to the book, he was piping hot. That is the phrase that Harry uses in the book. His brother was piping hot. Now, we don't know why he was piping hot or what led to him being so enraged. We can guess. A lot of people speculating that it was perhaps that Meghan had upset Kate to the extent that the relationship had broken down. But William arrived. There was insults. There was a confrontation. And Harry is alleging that it ended with William following him into the kitchen and physically assaulting him, basically grabbing him by the collar, breaking his necklace and throwing him to the ground.
And he landed on the dog's food bowl.
Yes, which broke and resulted in scratches on Harry's back. William left after imploring his brother to hit him back and fight like they used to do when they were little boys. Harry did not fight back. William left. He returned a short time later to apologise, and that was the end of the matter. William asking his brother to not tell Meghan, but instead Harry initially rang his therapist, told that person, and then later told his wife. And this is all going to be detailed in the book, which comes out on Tuesday.
Gosh, I mean, it's extraordinary. Now, people might have some difficulty in imagining Prince William, who we always see as being so composed and relaxed, being so riled up. Do you think this is going to affect his public image, Enda?
I think it's going to enhance it, if anything, Claire. In all honesty, I think people will be on William's side in all of this. I mean, Harry and Meghan get dreadful press over here anyway. You know, if you look at where the UK is right now, cost of living crisis, inflation touching 13%, people really struggling, 2,500 food banks, energy bills going through the roof, 9 consecutive months of interest rates and mortgage rises. There's very little sympathy for Harry and Meghan. Look, I think people will read the book, however. Everyone's interested in them. Everyone's talking about them. But the thing that staggers me, Claire, really, is Prince Harry served 2 tours of duty in Afghanistan. I wonder, is there any other veteran of Afghanistan out there who ended up getting being put on his backside by a civilian brother?
Well, now,
I mean, it's extraordinary.
If you're caught unawares, you see, and if the push comes from nowhere, anyone could be felled. And is that not true?
Very true. But I mean, it is an extraordinary story. And in the history of the House of Windsor, we've never heard anyone spill the beans in the way that Harry is about to do.
I wonder, will they respond? Will the royal family respond to this?
Zero response, no comment whatsoever. The phrase I heard in London over Christmas was that they're wearied, not worried. So I think it's just a case of the palace strategy seems to be just eventually Harry and Meghan are going to run out of bullets. But the thing is, they keep coming.
Yeah, you know, you said there that this is likely to enhance Prince William's reputation. But I know you speak to the American broadcasting networks as well. There is a much different view on all of this over there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. The Americans are totally team Harry and Meghan and very much behind them, and see that they believe the stories that there is racism at the heart of a British institution, that the royal family has behaved badly, Meghan wasn't welcomed, and that, you know, her ideas were not in any way embraced by the royal family. I think the great tragedy in all of this is that you don't have to go back that far to remember the times when the four of them seemed to be best friends, genuinely the future of the monarchy, and that Meghan and Harry were the star attraction, the glitter, the stardust. And they were very, very popular. And something seismic has happened behind the scenes, that we're now in a situation where this book called Spare is coming out on Tuesday. And I think the reaction from the UK public this morning has been They should have called it Sparis.
Yeah, listen, of course, we're not supposed to know any of this detail, and are we? Like the security operation around this, there were reports in the newspapers yesterday. It was the biggest security operation around a book since the final installment of Harry Potter. And yes, it's in The Guardian this morning.
Yeah, call me suspicious, but it is very, very convenient, the amount of publicity this book is getting. And you're right. You know, journalists have been trying to get hold of a copy of this book, either in physical form or in digital document, for weeks. Nobody had, as far as I was aware, nobody had got anywhere near it. And yes, we were told over the weekend that the security operation this week was on a par with J.K. Rowling's book 7 in the Harry Potter series. Now, I remember covering that when it came out. You couldn't get anywhere near the book. There were queues of people lining up at midnight for the bookstores in London, and it was a very well-kept secret, and people took it away and read it immediately. But miraculously, a Guardian journalist in New York has managed to get a copy, read it, and had the front page scoop this morning at 5:30 a.m. when I woke up to do Australian radio.
And you think that that might not harm sales at all?
No, I think if anything, it's going to enhance sales. I mean, the publicity, it's gone off like a rocket today. Everyone's talking about it. And I guess, you know, whether you're interested in the royal family or not, there's no escaping this, because Harry's interview with ITV drops on Sunday.
This is it. He's done two interviews, hasn't he? One in with CBS, which will be airing in the States, one with ITV. So massive pre-publicity coming, and we'll see him telling his story once again in front of the cameras.
Yeah, and there's another news line coming out with a clip with a 54-second clip has just dropped from ITV with the Tom Bradby interview, 9 p.m. on Sunday. And the headline from that is that Harry doesn't know if he's going to come to the coronation. And I think one other line from me, from what I've read so far today from the book, at Philip's funeral at the end, in private, the two brothers were standing there. Charles deliberately stood between the two of them, according to Harry, and he said, "My boys, please don't make my final years a misery." Ugh. And that was Charles's plea to his two sons. And here we are. And now Harry is saying that he doesn't even, he says in the clip, I've just listened to it, that he feels a lot can happen between now and the end of May, early June, when the coronation takes place.
What does he mean?
Well, he's obviously looking for a reconciliation. I think he wants an olive branch to come from London to Montecito in California, but on the basis of what we've read today, you know, there's more chance of me getting invited.
Yeah, unlikely, I would say, on both fronts, Enda. Sorry. Thanks so much for joining us, Enda. Good to talk to you again. Enda Brady there, journalist in London and media consultant. Coming up next, the RTÉ Concert Orchestra takes on Mickey Mouse and all of his friends. That's after this.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTÉ Radio Player app.